run by Spanish Plaza, because it's clear down there. There is a museum across from Spanish Plaza, but you said you weren't so interested in that. Then go on down to the tunnel and go through the tunnel.
Does that tunnel have a name?
It was used to be the Bankhead Tunnel.
Not anymore.
But now it's the two tunnels. It's twin tunnels. It has enough to go and come, see?
I see.
There's no toll. And that will get you into that Alabama, or you know, the warship, Alabama. That's there on the causeway. And some very nice eating houses that specialize in seafood. But you go on until the sign says Holt County. And it is a little colony in itself. Now then, when you come back some other time, you won't have time for the evening to go down from Cleveland, Franklin, and Dolphin Street. To the left, to the right, is the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. I would tell you to go in that because the painting is beautiful. Go further down and you come to Bienville Square that you saw, you said.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, you want to notice that they've got a marble cross in there that was put up in memory of Iberville and Bienville. They were founders of Mobile.
Yes, ma'am.
It always has had thousands of pigeons, and people go there and squirrels. People go there and bring peanuts and so forth just to feed them. And in later years, they put up, there's a fountain in the middle. And it runs all the time. And then to further down inside the square is a band scene. And we used to have band concerts there every Tuesday night. And they play for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And the younger crowd would go down and just walk around. There was no dancing, nothing like that. Just a kind of a promenade, you might say.
Yes, ma'am.
And of course, then you go on into Royal Street. Now, on the corner of Royal and St. Francis used to be the Battle House, a hotel, and it was very, very celebrated. It was put up during the Civil War, and they used to float cotton down the Mississippi River, and the cotton brokers used to come here to buy the cotton, and they always stopped at the Battle House. Now the next place would be Spring Hill College, if you're interested in them. Now you go out Spring Hill Avenue, quite a distance out, and you'd see a sign that says Spring Hill College. It's a co-ed, and you can go in, and if you want to ask for one of the professors or somebody to show you around, they'd be glad to do it. And then further out, the people that are getting rich now, the younger generation, are buying out there. Most of the homes are $50,000 and up.
Goodness.
Way beyond that, they have a riding academy, but I don't think you'd be interested in that. But then, beyond that now, is South Alabama University. And as far as I know now, you wouldn't want to go to Dolphin Island. It's more or less a summer resort.
I see.
And it's swimming and all like that, crabbing and fishing.
Yes, ma'am.
That's about it. And other than nightclubs or something like that, and I don't imagine you, when the day's over, you're too anxious to run around that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That'd probably be too tiring.